146 here on WGN. Anna DeVlantis here this Thursday afternoon. And we want to check back in with employment attorney Cody Reinberg. Spoke with us yesterday and a lot of questions for you, Cody. It's a unsettling time for people trying to figure out if they qualify for unemployment and going through the process, too. There are a lot of reports in the news today in Illinois. People are having difficulty accessing the site. There are technical glitches, the website. I don't know if it's crashing. There are some who are saying they're even putting in their data, like their correct zip code, and it's kicking them out, saying that's incorrect. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but that's just got to add to the frustration of the situation.
Yeah, you know, it really does. First off, thanks for having me back. But
thanks for coming
unfortunately,
back.
I just don't think the servers, the bandwidth, the website, and again, this is me speculating, but you've seen the unemployment numbers. We're up to close to 10 million, and it's unprecedented. We've never seen an influx of unemployment cases like this, and I just have to think that it's overloading these servers and these websites, and it's tough, and I know it's unfortunate, but my recommendation would be keep at it. Be persistent. If it's not working today, try tomorrow. If it's not working tomorrow, try the next day. I would hope that they're going to get some technicians on this, but you just got to be persistent.
I asked you what the number one question you're getting right now, being an employment attorney in this time, these times. I should mention your company, HKM, where you're a partner, you've set up a free coronavirus response employee hotline. So anybody can just call this hotline and ask a question? Is that, or how does that work?
Absolutely. You can call the hotline or you can email us at chicagocoronavirus@hkm.com. We are happy to field any sort of question. If you're not comfortable talking on the phone and you want to shoot an email, we're happy to field it that way. But yeah, I mean, we have looked at hundreds and hundreds. I mean, 600 to 700 employees have called our hotline, which is just great because we want to be the resource for employees. We see a lot of resources out there for employers, but we want to be that, you know, sounding board for employees, and so we're happy to do it.
So it's chicagocoronavirus@hkm.com?
chicagocoronavirus@hkm.com is the email. The phone number is 312-584-3922.
3922. Okay. You're hearing a lot about people who are deemed essential, living with a non-essential person or someone who just lost a job perhaps at home, and they're concerned about going into work. That's the number one question you get, you told me. Do I need to go into work? How do you answer that question?
Well, you know, it, as most cases are in the employment world, when you're talking with a lawyer, it's fact specific. But if you are deemed an essential employee and your employer is forcing you to go into work, unfortunately, you're probably going to have to go if it's just a situation where you feel uncomfortable. That would be a situation where I'd really try looking at if you have any leave, if you have any sick time or vacation time that you've accrued, now's the time to use it. If, however, you are at home, even if you're an essential worker and you're caring for a child or you're caring for someone who has coronavirus, then you will fall under that new FMLA leave, the Coronavirus Protection Act, and you should have some paid leave time off protected by the government.
So what do you have to be, repeat that again, in order to qualify for that? What is the qualification?
Well, one of the qualifications is if your child is at home due to, of course, all of these orders where schools are shut down and you have to take care of your child. So that is probably the biggest one we're seeing, where if you are forced to stay at home to take care of a child who's off school because of coronavirus, you're going to get, you have obligation, your employer has an obligation to give you some leave.
Okay. And so that should be easy to do, easy to apply for. I mean, you just go to your normal workplace or you apply for it, or do you have to go to the federal website?
No, you should talk to your employer about that. I mean, these are regulations that employers have to follow. They've been briefed on them. The regulations are out by the Department of Labor, and this is the employer's responsibility. If you fall into that category, you certainly should talk to your employer about it and apply for your FMLA leave.
All right, Cody, here's 847. I'm a rideshare driver, filed for unemployment Monday. Glad you were able to complete it, because I'm hearing a lot of people couldn't. Here's what he's saying. I put in all my employment information, but I must have done something wrong. My benefit came back as zero. How do I fix that? I tried the 800 number, but I can't get through and unable to figure it out online. Why would that come back as zero? Is a gig worker like an Uber driver? Shouldn't they be able to apply?
they should be covered under the new laws. And again, I would suspect, without being certain, that it's a function of the website just not working correctly. And again, this would be where persistence should pay off.
So try to work that phone number and see if you can get a hold of a human. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you should. Yes, you should. Try that phone number. If there's the IDES in Illinois has contact information on their website as well, I'd exhaust the phone number, exhaust the email resources. If that's not working, if you are struggling and it's still coming up, you've done everything correctly and you get another kickback or you get some sort of definitive answer that you're not getting your benefits, contact HKM and we will look into it.
I'm also an independent contractor. What can I do? What do I qualify for?
You qualify for unemployment now. You need to fill out the unemployment applications. You need to go through the IDES website and file an unemployment claim. Traditionally, independent contractors were not covered, but they are under this new law.
Okay, so that should be also something you got to get through, and eventually, hopefully, the state's, I don't know about this, but hopefully the state's website isn't kicking out everyone under that umbrella, because that didn't used to be the law. Isn't that right, Cody?
That's right. Previously, independent contractors, self-employed, gig workers were not applicable. They couldn't get unemployment. We've expanded that. The federal government has expanded that and including all these individuals, which is a great thing.
Yes, it is. 708, a needed thing, necessary thing for sure right now in these times. 708 says, what if your employer says every employee is essential, business as usual, including overtime?
Well, your employer has the ability to do that. If it's an essential job and the employees are essential, then, you know, you do need to go to work. That would go back to the vacation and the sick time if you have it. The other thing to keep aware of is if you're required to go into work, you have to go to work as an essential employee, make sure your employer is practicing social distancing, make sure they're practicing proper sanitation protocols. If they're not, you need to call them out on that. You need to make a report and say, hey, we need to be social distancing. We need to be sanitizing.
Another person asked, I've got a sick husband at home. I don't feel safe at work because apparently they're not doing the kinds of things that you just mentioned. What do you do there?
Well, and that would be a situation where you need to put the employer on notice. You need to say, we should be social distancing. We must. We must be sanitizing. If they're not, you can contact OSHA. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is an agency that requires workplaces to be safe. I would deem that as an unsafe workplace, and I would contact OSHA.
Okay. 773 answers the question we were asking earlier with the unemployment website said independent contractors and gig workers need to wait to apply. They're working out the kinks in their website. Thank you, Danielle, for passing that along, as I figured we were getting so many people saying that they were finding that same thing, getting kicked out or putting in their correct information and were told were owed zero. So that sort of answers that question, that they are having problems with that particular issue on the site. You're going to have to wait. 847, I'm a substitute teacher who works regularly 3 days a week and thus an independent contractor. Can I apply for unemployment? Does the school district have to pay for the unemployment?
And again, I think we're going back to this new law, new regulation where you can apply. It's a fluid situation, I know, with the administration of it, as we just talked about. But, yeah, go ahead and apply.
815, and I had the same problem as it was showing zero on the unemployment website, but I'm a salaried W-2 worker. Why would that one show up as a zero?
I hate to be a repeating everything again, but
broken record.
I think it's we're the broken record now, but I believe that would be a faulty website that you're dealing with.
Okay, 347, I've been trying to get into the system online and via phone for the last 2 weeks, waking up early to get online at 7:30 when the site claims to open, but still nothing, because we were hearing as of yesterday that maybe even off-peak times might be the place to go and check it out when not as many people are online, so to crash the system, but I think that's good advice,
but again, I think there's just so much of that same advice going around. Again, this is entirely unprecedented. Literally tens of millions lost their jobs. So this is just something we're all going to have a little patience with, sadly.
Cody, there's another question here, and it's 708. you're in a rough sell zone. I don't want to lose you here because we only have a minute or two left. But I'm a bartender, and I only get paid in cash. Do I qualify? What do they qualify for?
They should apply. First off, if they're a bartender and they're only getting paid in cash and they're not receiving an hourly wage, they should call HKM. They should call our number, and we should talk about that, because that bar should be paying you an hourly wage, subject to some offsets for your tips. But just making cash at the bar is not okay. You need to talk to us about that.
847, part-time waitress that has low income, mostly tips. Same thing for that one, I would imagine, right?
Same thing, yep.
Okay. And another one says, 312, I'm on the website now. It says online filing and claims application temporarily unavailable. Boy. And then another person is showing me the default notice they're getting. Important notice from 630. The online filing and claims application temporarily unavailable. We're working on the issues and apologize for the inconvenience.
Well, although it's not the clarity we wanted, I think that gives us a little bit of clarity inside what they're dealing with over at IDES.
All right, Cody, I know I caught you in between appointments and things today. I hope you can call back maybe on your office phone again, because the questions aren't going away. I think they're building, and I certainly appreciate your time. Tell us again where people go.
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
People can go to hkm.com/Chicago/coronavirus. That's the general website. They can call 312-584-3922 or email chicagocoronavirus@hkm.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Cody Reinberg of HKM, hkm.com/Chicago/coronavirus. Thanks for your time, Cody. Be well.